Bane with myself, Boom Doom, and we're talking about poltergeists.
Poltergeists. What do you know about poltergeists?
Well, first of all, you don't know if the house has been under Indian wood.
Okay, a poltergeist is a ghost or supernatural being supposedly responsible for physical disturbances such as loud noises and objects thrown around.
Yeah, I have a story. My friend Russell, one time, he was gonna get a box of cereal. He got the box, and boxes were going everywhere. Next day, nobody cleaned it up. It was all cleaned up by itself. And then destroyed. And then cleaned up. And then there was food crumbs, and my friend Russell followed them. And they found out, apparently, it's not Indian wood, not a graveyard. It used to be a dungeon.
Oh.
Not any ordinary dungeon, but dead dungeon.
Well, poltergeists in folklore are described as troublesome spirits.
Yep.
Who haunt a particular person or specific location. So poltergeists can follow a person, or they're stuck to a house or someplace, a place.
Yeah, it's like a signal, like alien technology thing, whatever.
No. How about this? So, usually in some houses, objects get moved.
Yep.
You can see them, or they're levitated in the air and then dropped, like furniture, usually furniture or silverware.
Yeah.
Coffee cups.
Oh.
Coffee cups. And then there's lots of knocking, a lot.
And running and throwing stuff to, like, yep. Big thrown stuff.
But also, poltergeists can attack people.
Yep.
Because there's been documentations of people being pinched, bitten, hit, and tripped.
And they can also throw knives, like it's at the circus, and you throw knives at people, and they're very talented to not hit the person.
Right. Shink.
And one time, in the wash, we found a cigarette and a lighter, and they both levitated, and something was smoking. And we shot it, but nothing happened. But we shot the smoke, and then rocks were everywhere like a rock tornado. And I'm not saying just tiny rocks, like tiny sand rocks, really huge rocks.
It says the first reported poltergeist was in Germany in the year 856 A.D.
That's what we are. We're Germans.
Well, we're half.
Yeah.
Poltergeists have been around forever.
Yep. Even everybody says that they haven't been in prehistoric time, but they have.
Probably. Maybe. We don't know. It says 856, and that was way after the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. What else do you want to say about poltergeists? Is there a way to get rid of them?
Yes, you, like, need a religion and stuff. And if you find any sorts of hole, a big hole in your basement, any big hole, you have to check that. Leave a camera on. Do anything. But just don't leave any kind of, I would say, weapons around. Because if you did and you just fooled it, it's a ghost. You can't see it. And it can even turn the object invisible somehow.
Well, sometimes to get rid of these things, a blessing said on the house can get rid of it by a priest. Or there's also, like, a house cleansing that a priest can do, or someone who follows the witchy ways, they can do it.
Or what Bane just said, you talk to those people and then they give you the stuff to take care of them.
Yes. Or sometimes you can't get rid of them because
they're too powerful.
They're too strong. Yeah.
But some ghosts can just play like normal kids and they can be good and never clean up the mess.
Yeah. Sometimes poltergeists are not harmful. They just like to move things around and kind of freak you out a little.
But some poltergeists have been reported cleaning and helping around the house. Maybe. I don't know.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because little Boom Doom doesn't like to pick up his toys, right?
I'm a little mole.
You like to have a mess all over. And that was not done by a poltergeist.
No. Trust me, it's not. It hasn't. Remember when Mommy got thrown around the house by that huge smiling poltergeist with big eyes?
Actually, that wasn't a poltergeist.
What was it?
That was a demon.
Oh, God.
Okay. What else do you want to say about poltergeists?
I want to say, why does Mommy not get the back rubbing guy while you're asleep?
Just not that lucky, I guess.
Well, most of the time, she's not lucky the most. Only when she got her job in Ruth.
Stop.
That's all for our episode. Stay tuned for all these minis. Hey, I see it. Hey, don't turn that off. No.